time for a sofa upgrade? Introducing Anabe Sofas, where designer style meets budget-friendly prices. Every Anabe sofa is modular, allowing you to rearrange your space effortlessly. Perfect for both small and large spaces, Anabe is the only machine-washable sofa inside and out. Say goodbye to stains and messes with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics that make cleaning easy. Liquids simply slide right off. Designed for custom comfort, our high-resilience foam lets you choose between a sink and feel or a supportive memory foam blend. Plus, our pet-friendly, stain-resistant fabrics ensure your sofa stays beautiful for years. Don't compromise quality for price. Visit washablesofas.com to upgrade your living space today. Sofas start at just $699 with no-risk returns and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Get early access to Black Friday now. The biggest sale of the year can save you up to 60% off, plus free shipping and free returns. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Ashley's back, and one of the favorite things that she loves to do, and we love to let her do it too because it makes her feel welcome, is dig into Ashley's box of questions. It's Baylor's box of questions, technically. It's the BBQ. We didn't have the box all this week, but we improvised. Mm-hmm. Do you have the Cheetos box ready?
The Cheez-It box.
Do you have the Cheez-Its box ready?
Yes, it is empty. I emptied it out. All of them went to a good place. Don't you worry. But yes, now we've got about 22 questions in there to choose from.
All right, randomly. Let's pick one. Go ahead.
Okay, let's have Justin pick one.
Yeah, let's see. There we go. Okay. What cartoon character best represents you?
I've been waiting for this question my whole life. Well, let's start with you, as a matter of fact, Producer Justin.
Start with me. Mm-hmm. I've often likened myself to Bugs Bunny.
I knew I should have taken that left turn at Albuquerque. Oh, well.
Or Stan from South Park. Mm-hmm. Or I think my favorite is a hybrid, if you kind of splice together both Bender and Fry from Futurama.
Okay, that one is a little bit out of my realm, but I know people that love that cartoon. Julie.
Well, so I'm thinking here, and Stitch is my favorite character.
Yes.
Oh, how?
And
you kind of look like him.
Hello. And he eats a lot, too. And I'm always snacking, so I feel like we'd be best buds.
You have the same smile.
Thanks.
Ashley, I feel like, you know, these questions, they're written for you. Reveal something to me.
Well, it depends. If we want to go the Disney route, I would say I'm kind of like Genie from Aladdin.
Okay.
But if we wanted to really go closer to my personality, I would go with Daria.
Nice. Okay.
Who's Daria?
Don't worry. I don't have low self-esteem. I have low esteem for everyone else.
Right. That's Daria.
Oh. Got it. I can see. Yep.
Foghorn Leghorn. Yeah. Looney Tunes.
Come over here, boy, and I'll show you how to make a nice paper aeroplane.
I say. That's right, right. He was just always ready to be instructional, always ready to mansplain your ear off, had, you know, a loose kind of grip on the things happening at the hen house, but, you know, always thought that he was much more than he was, right? He was inflated. You know who I actually like was, you remember the jazz bohemian guitarist from Foghorn Leghorn?
Next. Crazy man. Crazy.
He would come in and then he would kiss all the chicks. He would play his guitar and they'd be like, next.
Vaguely.
I have no idea.
Vaguely remember that.
It sounds good to you. It sounds good to us.
We actually use a Foghorn Leghorn line at work all the time.
Yeah.
Because we always try and sneak into the studio and be quiet when they're recording.
Okay.
So Foghorn Leghorn had a line saying, it's like a caterpillar trying to crawl across a tin roof with tennis shoes on. Sneakers, that is.
I mean, you watched that cartoon.
Whoa,
more
that
than
was
me.
Impressive.
It's a nice pull.
If we were watching it now, the jazz guitarist would probably be canceled anyway. It's the bohemian guitarist. So.
I think a lot of stuff from back in the day would be canceled now.
Okay, are you ready to learn something?
I am.
Ashley, an earworm is a song that gets stuck in your head. Everybody knows that feeling to have a song that's stuck in your head, but there's actually a science behind it. Here's Internet Science Guy.
It's no secret that a captivating melody is the backbone of any earworm. These tunes are usually simple, easy to remember, and often involve repetitive patterns, creating what scientists call a cognitive itch.
A cognitive itch that you must scratch. The only reason I bring this up, because people know about earworms, they've been you know, hanging around for a long time, is that German scientists believe that they have come up with a solution to this situation. They have a song that counters it. But other advice that they give you is that you should chew gum, Studies show that 30% of people have less of an earworm itch after they chew gum immediately after hearing the song. Other people say face your fears. Like if you're afraid of heights, right? What do? You climb a mountain, right? Or you go rappelling or whatever. This case, they say sing the song and you'll feel better. I babysit every week. My grandson, Jaden, my wife and I, and we have a ton of toys, but primarily most of our time is spent running in circles around the house. He's at that time right now where he's running now. Mm-hmm. And so it's just running around the house in circles, playing ball, yelling at the dogs, and playing with his DJ setup. And I brought you a little sample of that this morning here. Now, this is different from my nephew that I was talking about the other day, who's five. This one is, he's 13 months old. My grandson is 14 months. 14 months old now at this point. And this is what his equipment sounds like. Then my dog gets all hype.
Everybody does.
Oh, 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 dancing with my colors. Oh, 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 dancing with my colors. Red, 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 yellow, pink, yellow. Oh, 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 dancing with my colors.
Now, that's pretty great, right?
It's dancing actually with my colors.
Yeah, no, it's pretty terrible. Good luck getting that out. But then it also has a sampler on it, and we do a, we've got a remix on there with a sample on there. It's Jaden and the Dogs. That's our remix. It's one of our hits.
Because, I want you to make that exact sound, though.
I can't do it like that.
Jaden and the Dogs.
That's pretty good, actually. That's pretty good.
They're going to the Lollipop Guild.
Because he's 14 months old, and, you know, I'm a boy also, all our songs primarily are about him and the dogs and farts, mostly. That's what we mostly do.
Nice.
The other one that I'm combating right now, and again, this has been going on for 3 days, is Miss Rachel. And if you don't know about Miss Rachel, good luck getting this out of your head.
I'm so happy.
Jump.
I'm so happy.
Jump, clap.
I'm so happy today.
Jump, clap, spin. Oh my gosh, it's been going on forever. By the way, big fan of Miss Rachel and her crew. If you don't know about Miss Rachel, Google that.
I don't. No.
It's unbelievable. Anyways, we went around and we asked the office, what is the song that is stuck in your head right at this moment?
What is the song that is always stuck in your head?
Bohemian Rhapsody.
Which one? Oh.
The only one. Queen's version.
Beelzebub has a devil put aside for me. For me. For me.
I was going to say, hit that octave.
Julie said, which one? She said, which one?
Well, I was thinking, is there another that I'm unaware of?
If there is, no.
These Gen Zers.
I don't believe there is.
What is the song that's constantly stuck in your head?
Right now it's Espresso.
By Sabrina Carpenter?
Yes.
I love that song.
She's got a bunch of good ones.
I mean, this being an earworm.
I mean, it just gets stuck in there, like all of them. Bedchem, too. Really, really. You know, and Feather. I love any of those.
What is the song that's constantly stuck in your head?
Pink Pony Club.
Like Chapel Road.
Yeah, it's insane. I don't know why. But
I like that one.
Are you serious? You don't know that one? Come on, Ashley.
I don't.
I had an affliction with that song like a week or two ago. Everybody will tell you here in the building because I was just walking around singing it all the time.
I haven't heard
you
that
know
one.
You about Chapel Road? Come on. You got to get on that, girl.
You know I don't listen to this stuff.
You got
to
get on that.
What is the song that's constantly stuck in your head?
Oh, that apartment or apate. What is it? Oh, my God. Meet me at. What is it?
Opt.
Like, and they're like, I don't even know what they're saying. What are they saying? At the opt, whatever it is. And I just want to know what they're even. I don't even know what they're saying. That's it.
But it's stuck in your head.
Yep.
Nothing? You don't know that one either?
No.
Oh, that's all about hooking up.
Oh, is it?
That one scans if you check the audio. Let's be honest, it has been a bit of a, it's been a bad go for recently for aircraft, you know what I mean? Commercial flights, private flights, whatever. I guess there was another crash yesterday from a private flight, but, you know, not all these stories have been bad, but most of them have. D.C., obviously, terrible situation there, between there and the helicopter, and then in Philadelphia, the medical flight there going on, too. And then in Toronto, this happened.
Harrowing moments on a runway in Toronto, a Delta flight crash landing and flipping upside down, and all 80 people on board, they did make it out okay.
We just had a crash on runway 23 here.
there's people outside walking around the aircraft there.
I mean, can you believe that, right? Like, not since, like, Miracle on the Hudson.
Right.
Are you thinking of a result that ends up that that way? But, you know, here's the thing. Flight attendants get a whole lot of flack, all right? And I'm going to be honest with you. Sometimes it's well-deserved. I feel like the plane has become kind of a tense place over the last, like, 10 years or so. And to be fair, people's behavior is not good. You, if you're a bad passenger, you're part of the problem. But sometimes with the flight attendant, like, you could ask an innocent question or somebody see an relatively, you know, blasé kind of bland interaction. And then all of a sudden, like, there's this tension to it. I do believe that, you know, some people have good days. They have bad days, too. But, you know, either way, they can be heroic in instances when there's terrible things. What happens when there's an emergency? What do they always tell you? If the house is on fire, get your family out. Get the pets out. Get out of the house. Do not go back inside. We're not here to save the television, your laptop, or anything like that. And on a plane, if a plane crashes and you're all hanging upside down, suffice to say, they're going to tell you to get off the plane. I mean, there was just a fire next to it when it crashed. But people, listen to this audio right here.
Drop it. Come on.
Oh my God. This is a guy that's got his phone on. He's recording right there as they're coming off the plane, and you can hear as he goes down the slide. But what you can really hear is the flight attendant saying,
drop it. Come on.
Drop it.
Don't take your bags.
Because people are grabbing their bags.
Oh, good night.
They grab their bags and got off the plane with their bags. I mean, you were just in a plane crash.
I would never grab my bag. I would never think to do that.
Well, I mean, the only thing I can chalk it up to is you're in shock, right? And you're upside down. The plane went upside down. So chances are your bag's right at your feet.
There is a chance of that.
You know what I mean? The compartment opens up and the bag's at your feet. And listen, if it didn't work out, then you're an idiot, right? Like, you caused, you know, possibly your demise and whoever was behind you, frankly. But because it did work out, you're like, well, I got my clothes, I got my laptop, I got my iPad, I got all my stuff. And on that point, that afternoon, you're feeling kind of like a genius, right? Because you never get those things back. Everything becomes evidence or whatever after. It's not like Delta is handing out bags after that going, well, we found your bag on the plane. It was upside down, but here it is. You know, that's not happening.
Maybe there's something important in that bag. Maybe there's a nice engagement ring in that bag that you don't want to let go.
Listen,
I have
a lot of requirements when I fly, so there's definitely something in my bag that I'm going to be sad that I let go of. But when you're flying, Ashley, what are the things that you require, you have to have if you're flying?
There's nothing I have to have, but there's something I have to do.
What's that?
So as I'm getting on the plane, mm-hmm. you know, stepping onto it, I have to touch the outside of the plane with my right hand.
Oh, and then it
gives me a sense of calm, gives me a sense of serenity. It's a little OCD. But if I were not to touch the plane,
really?
I would have full-blown panic attack.
There's no prayer or sign of the cross or anything.
There may or may not be. I wasn't going to go that
internally?
Far. But yes.
you're not saying it out loud.
No.
Praying out loud in a plane makes people nervous, but praying
to
yourself is fine, I guess. Right. Mm-hmm. What are your flight requirements? 800-330-9999, because I have a list. There are things that I need. That Toronto plane crash, scary situation. Luckily, everybody gets off the plane alive after it flips over. And now some of the audio from the passengers has been coming out. And I just can't even believe this.
Drop it. Come on.
Ashley, that is a flight attendant telling passengers that are getting off the plane in this emergency situation upside down again to leave their bags. Drop your bag. People are grabbing their bags before they hit the door.
Yeah, don't do that. If there's an emergency situation, I don't think there's anything you desperately need in that bag.
Well, you know what, though? Some people, they need these things to fly, and they are comfort items. And if they don't have them after, they're going to be upset. What are your flight requirements?
Okay. I definitely have to be seated at a window seat. So that's number one, off the rip. Then minimum interactions with anybody. I don't speak to you unless I have to. My little Biscoff cookie, it has to come. And a TV on the headrest. I'll be upset if they're on TV.
Why do you prefer the window? Because I used to love the window myself. I mean, I like the view.
I feel like there's a little bit more space next to the window. One, I only have to share one headrest. Again, minimum interaction with others.
Oh, the armrest, right.
And then if I'm the one that's next to the window, I can control the window. No one can tell me whether or not to open or close the window.
Right.
So
the shade is power.
Don't you love when someone from behind you, though, reaches across and moves your shade for you?
Oh, I'll stab them. I'll stab them with a pen or whatever it is I have in my hand. Don't you dare. John, your flight must-haves. You're getting on a plane. What do you need?
I need 2 beers at the airport. I need a Benadryl. And I need my phone to be fully charged, because once in a while, you get on the plane and there's no outlet.
Yeah, no outlet on the plane is bad. A lot of people, when they're traveling that day, right, they're scrolling through, they're checking the updates on the way there. You're not fighting for a charger when you get to the airport.
Yep.
We've been warned not to use the chargers at the airports, right? Remember when they were using those for a hack? They were using them to hack people's
phones. I never heard about that. 2 beers, he needs to be in an aisle seat. So he's not stepping over everybody else to get to the restroom.
I am an aisle seat.
I'm a 2-drink guy before I get on the plane, too. But that's more about my wife than it is me.
It's like a comedy club. 2-drink minimum.
Yeah, my wife does not fly well. She gets nervous. So for me to be able to deal with her nerves.
You just need to numb the pain from her digging her nails into your leg or something.
She's on the other aisle. So we're aisle to aisle. So we hold hands as the flight takes off at this point.
That's so sweet.
If not, one of us would be stuck in the middle. I'm not living that way. That's chaos. I can't live like that.
Oh, I have to live like that now.
Eric, you're getting ready to take a flight. What are your requirements? Things you've got to have.
Wi-Fi. And I got to have an aisle seat. I'm a taller guy, and being able to lean over to the right and get that right leg out there, you know, in the aisle, just gives you that extra couple inches that really makes the difference just getting through it.
I used to be a window guy, but maybe, I don't know if I got taller. I certainly got wider. I can tell you that. the one thing I don't like about the aisle that makes me nervous is if I fall asleep, if that leg is sticking out or the foot is sticking out, and they don't see it, that cart is going to take you out.
Yep.
The beverage cart comes through, problems.
Mm-hmm.
And there is not a soft edge on any beverage cart on the planet. They're all hard squares, man.
That alerts you.
That's a real nick right there when that hits you.
Yeah, it'll get you. It'll get you good.
All right, so scientists are putting a human version of a certain gene into mice.
I'm sorry, Ashley is here to do trending. These are the trending stories right now. I'm sorry.
I probably should have led with that.
Yeah, okay.
The journalist in me is not here today. Well, next time I demand the Price is Right horn.
Okay.
All right, so scientists are putting a human version of a certain gene into mice. Apparently, it will change the way they vocalize and communicate with each other. So they're essentially trying to evolve the way animals speak to each other.
The big thing that came out of this, so this is a story that was brought to me yesterday, is that my boss was so fired up that he believes that scientists are going to use this to make dogs talk.
I think that's probably the direction they're eventually going
to. This is their goal they're going for. Chimps are too smart. Dogs do nothing but love their owners, right? So imagine if a dog could speak the conversations you would have with your dogs. Imagine when a dog is witness to a crime. I watch a lot of ID Network.
I don't know if I'd want my dog to talk to me. My dog already has boundary issues. Mm-hmm. I don't want that vocalized.
Imagine if your dog could testify.
Well, I suppose.
That would be pretty cool. That would be pretty good. It's an interesting premise. We'll see. I don't know about the mutation and evolution of animals that way, though. But I am kind of a fan on bringing back, like, the woolly mammoth.
Because?
I don't know. Just want to see one.
But what are your thoughts on the dodo bird?
Saber-toothed tigers, maybe. Mm. You know, if for home defense, anything like that would be pretty good.
For home defense.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, imagine that, right? When it says, forget the dog, beware of the owner. Forget the dog, beware of the saber-toothed tiger.
Yeah, it just sounds pricey to feed that thing.
I mean, I don't know. Not if you've got a lot of neighbors.
I'm just trying to poke holes in your logic here. All right, let's talk about some wedded bliss, shall we? A couple traded their pricey wedding plans for some drive-through cheeseburgers. I'm all on board with that. Ellie and Alex in the UK got married at the local registry's office for about $70. And then instead of having a pricey wedding catered, they went right to the McDonald's drive-through, got themselves some cheeseburgers and sodas.
Delicious. I'm actually not that much against this. So one of the cool things being in the wedding business that I see is all the trends year to year, what's going on. So a lot of our couples last year started bringing in, like, you know, food, comfort food at the end of the night. So bacon, egg, and cheese, McDonald's delivery for everybody. I mean, you know, you've been out, you're dancing, you're drinking, you're having a good time. And what do you want before you head back to the hotel on the shuttle bus? Fast food.
Mm-hmm.
It checks that box for me right now. What is your go-to McDonald's order?
My go-to is a...
Because it's something you should know about Ashley is Ashley comes in with a large McDonald's soda every single day she does the show.
Except today.
They had a problem?
They said the soda machine wasn't working.
I don't know what's up with that, McDonald's.
I can understand the McFlurry machine not working. I know there's issues with that. But the soda machine not working?
That doesn't make any sense.
Offensive.
Okay, your go-to order.
So my go-to order there would be a double hamburger, no onions, fries, and a soda.
Okay. All right.
Because I've never had a cheeseburger.
Producer Justin, go-to McDonald's order.
I haven't been to a McDonald's in 15 years.
What are you doing here? Get out of this room. Producer Julie, what is your go-to McDonald's order?
I like the 12 McNuggets and...
12?
Well, yeah.
Do they still make 12?
If they don't, then I'll take two sixes, I guess.
I think they make... 5 or 10, so...
Let's not call you on it, okay? Yeah, right. So you like a lot of nuggets.
And a lot of fries, and then one of the little flurry things.
You like the flurry thing, too, on top of it.
Yeah. Okay. Wait, what in there?
You dip the fries in there?
Oh, both of them. Nuggets and the fries.
Oh!
So good, you have to try it.
Nope. That's a hard pass.
I think the best way to handle this is to just hit it head on and have a conversation about these things. So welcome, Ashley. Ashley Baylor is an Emmy-nominated published author. She's a meteorologist, and she comes in here and does the show every time that Anna's out is not. And I'm very thankful for your participation, because the truth is they could have put somebody in that seat that I really disliked. And before, when Anna would go on break, it was a situation where it was just me and our other producers at the time were both guys. So it was like a guy show. And that is not what we do here. But this is what this conversation is really about, is because there are certain things that we don't do here, right? So in our world, it's kind of sunshine and rainbows. People don't come to us for hard news. They don't come for us for, you know, big talk or anything like that. So we're always happy. We're always in a good mood, which works well because I'm typically in that mood myself anyways. But sometimes it requires some adjustment, like when Ashley makes comments like this. Here's the thing. She was wading into the water trying to get a selfie with a shark that she was fully aware was there.
And I've seen this with tourists before.
Oh, sure, of course.
Remember years ago, they picked up a dolphin and people were trying to get a selfie with the dolphin, and unfortunately it passed away because it was out of the water too long.
Oh my gosh, don't tell me these type of things, Ashley. I mean,
it's just a lesson to people. Leave wildlife alone.
Obviously you're correct, but what a downer. Thank you very much. I had to think about some dolphin that I never met before in my life that somewhere things didn't work out for it. When I'm flipping through the news, do you think I read about the beached whale pod? I mean, I should. I should be aware that it's happening somewhere, but I'm not dwelling on it. So to ease the pain sometimes as you adjust to this thing, Ashley, I'm going to create, we've really inputted this sound for every time that, you know, something kind of misses the mark, you know? Like when we do this. Ashley, is your locator on?
No.
Not for anybody.
No.
You are a married woman.
Yeah.
With children.
Yeah.
I love that, though.
Julie likes that for you.
The thing is, there are times I have to lie about where I am, and I don't want to be found out.
Because, to your husband?
Yes.
Really?
Like a surprise party?
Nothing like that.
Didn't Julie try to cover for you?
I could be
that's girl
meeting
power
him
right
for dinner or meeting him somewhere. I'll be there in 5 minutes. I haven't left the house yet. That's the
story. So just being late is one thing, but like, I mean, where else could you possibly be where he doesn't need to know? Silence.
Don't you worry about it.
Yeah. I love this about it. You know why I like this, Ashley, is because you are unabashedly you, and you're going to say what you think, and you're going to pick your stance. And so I don't want you, when I shut you down and go, no, don't tell me about dead dolphins or whatever, I don't want you to shut down and bottle up. All right. But while, you know, you're here, because we don't do this together every day, we're only doing it sporadically. It takes a little of adjustment each time. When Ashley says something that's completely crazy, you're going to hear something like, or something like this. And that way, we'll just know that it's not something that you should.
It'll be my cue.
Yeah, well, you know, whatever it may be. Anyways, I'm very thankful that you're here all the time, and you do a great job.
Thank you.
You might be a little crazy. I mean, just to give you perspective is when Anna and I are doing the show together, like it's Anna's the adult and I get to just go crazy. And then when Anna's gone and Ashley's here, I kind of have no idea what Ashley's going to say. So
I love that it could make you a tad uncomfortable.
Yes. Yes. I'm sweating right now, as a matter of fact. So
you should be.
I tell you, this sounds absolutely incredible. Employee perks. So, JP Morgan, who's been in the news a little bit over the last couple of weeks, was it their CEO or Chase's CEO, or is it the same guy? Either way, was in the news. But they're opening in a new building in New York City, a new headquarters, and it is a completely all-electric building. And I guess it's going to be like solar windows, and when it's 14,000 square, it's a massive place per floor. But the perks that they are offering to employees to lure them, you know, to come work for them or whatever, they're looking for the best of the best, are absolutely amazing. And they're one of these companies, too, where they were like, okay, no more of this remote or hybrid stuff. You're coming back to work. But here are some of the things that you can look forward to, Ashley, if you are going to work for JP Morgan. There are going to be 19 different restaurants, many of which include table service. And they can also have their food delivered directly to their desk, all employees. That's amazing. Its health and wellness center will feature fitness services, including yoga, cycling rooms, physical therapy, and other medical services. So imagine if your doctor's office was in the building that you worked at.
That would be wild.
Imagine if you didn't have to wait for appointments. You could just go in, or you'd be like, yeah, I need an appointment. I've got something going on. They'd say, well, how's tomorrow at 3:15? And you just had to get in the elevator and go down. And oh, by the way, your employer has no problem with you keeping that appointment because that's all part of their perks as well. They have a modern mother's rooms for parents who are dealing with their kids there. They have prayer, meditation spaces, all sorts of different things. They teamed up with, what is it, Deepak Chopra? How do I say his name?
You're asking me.
I mean, you're in the news, Ashley. Either way.
So I'm supposed to know this guy.
They teamed up with the guru guy who's always on. Deepak Chopra or something. I don't know. Right? Is that the name? I don't know. Somebody correct me if I need to. Thank you. Justin, producer Justin from the other room says yes in my headphones. So they teamed up with him to get input on how they were building the building, which is pretty wild, right? Like, I mean, companies say they want to do things for their employees, but a lot of times, come on.
Well,
it doesn't really happen. What's the greatest perk that you ever had at a job?
I don't know. I'm going to call into question this one, but okay. I will say the greatest perk I ever had was at my last station. Mm-hmm. An ice cream truck would come every Friday. So when most people look forward to 5 o'clock on a Friday,
yeah,
my inner and outer fatty self would look forward to 3 o'clock when I'd be able to get my free Chipwich.
The ice cream truck is it's a rolling bus of happiness. It really is.
It is the best thing. It came between Memorial Day and Labor Day. So it'd only be there for the summer.
Yeah.
That was a nice 3 months.
I mean,
though.
That's really when you need it, though. But it would show up every single Friday.
Every single Friday. And I will say the same station did also give me $1,000 a year for clothing, hair, and makeup.
Okay.
But I mean, it's like $700 worth of makeup to get me ready every day anyway, so it didn't go very far.
Okay. Well, I mean, either way, I mean, sometimes the acknowledgement or getting a little something going that way is pretty good. I used to work at a place where they'd give us, the frequency was 106. 106.9, and they would give everybody $106 as like a bonus at, you know, when different things would happen, which is a terrible bonus, by the way. But it was nice because it was just kind of like everybody got one, and it was, you know, it would trigger something in the mind. And then obviously, you know, it being in this business, there was a lot of tickets and stuff like that early on. I'll tell you one thing, though. Every show that I know gets to go do a broadcast from some tropical location. That has never happened for me.
That hasn't happened for me either.
Never happened for me ever.
I'm sitting in the same dinghy, the same canoe.
Yeah.
I'm not on that island.
I've always felt like a little bit left out on that. But the other thing is that in this building, there used to be a cafeteria, and I guess it had decent pizza, but they closed that thing down, which I guess.
You have a soda machine.
Yeah.
Do you know what I would give to have one of those at work?
I'm not allowed to drink soda. My cardiologist and my wife both say that I'm not going. I can't do it.
Fine.
So don't tell
them.
Then
I'll bankrupt this place with the soda machine.
All right. Your best employee perks ever. It could be something small, like the ice cream truck shows up every single week, or it could be something huge. What is it? I saw something that was truly inspirational the other day. JP Morgan is opening up a new headquarters in New York City. I have no idea what they do. I have no job that I could fill the position or the role for in that building. But with their perks, 19 restaurants in-house, you can go downstairs and eat if you want. They'll deliver right to your desk. Doctor's offices in the building. Yoga, mother's rooms, anything you can imagine. Nap pods, whatever you want. It's great. Got me thinking, best perks ever. Julie.
Yes, I was a temp at Unilever, which meant they had a little shopping thing for Dove soap, all of the brands.
Right, like if you don't know what Unilever is, right. I mean, like they do like everything.
Basically everything in your house is there.
Yeah.
So I was working on the ice cream brands. So when I would walk into our offices, they had just ice cream freezers everywhere and you could just open it up, grab it. So I thought it was cute at lunchtime. All of the people that worked there would just have a little sweet treat after.
Nice.
It was cute.
Yeah. Yeah. Ashley used to get so excited because the ice cream truck would come to her TV station.
Very fun.
It was very exciting.
Yeah. Yeah. Anna and Raven, who's this?
Hi, this is Sue.
Sue, best perk you got at a job you worked?
40 years ago, I slept with my boss and he married me.
Not where I thought that was going to go.
Very unexpected, Sue, but thank you very much.
Okay, bye.
Coming right into the phone call.
Right
strong.
Out of the gate.
All right. Wow. And then she hung up.
I felt like I just got a drive-by.
Hey, Mike, best perk that you've got at work or at any job ever?
Well, the hat gave me for a Christmas bonus. The hat gave me a 2001 Cadillac Escalade.
Oh, whoa. Bonus. That is awesome.
Yes. That was awesome. Yes, it was. It made me happy.
I mean, being gifted a car or winning a car, like it seems weird at a moment if you didn't pick it out, right? Like, because people are very particular about your vehicles, but it's also like you went to work and won a game show. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Right? And
awesome.
And when it's
awesome.
A nice car. You're like, I might not have bought that for myself.
Right.
Like,
they didn't give you a Ford Focus. They give you an Escalade.
No, definitely not. And I definitely would not bought it for myself either, you know? So,
yeah.
But I did make the company a lot of money. So, you know, they appreciated it.
Yeah, you know what? That's a good investment on their part, too, right? Keep your people happy. I've got no problem with that. Thanks for the call, man.
For sure.
Jerry, tell us about your best employee perk. What job was it? What'd they give you?
So when I was in college, I was a waiter and a bartender. I ended up getting a job with a temp service. So I was doing like weddings and stuff. It was all right. It wasn't great.
Mm-hmm.
But then all of a sudden, they put me in the skyboxes. So I was chilling, yo. I was watching all the UConn games, men and women. I was eating all the chicken tenders, sneaking stuff from the, you know, from the drinks, and then I ended up seeing Yanni, which blew my mind.
Oh, nice.
And then Rolling Stones. I mean, it was amazing. It was a huge perk.
So you mean Yanni the artist. You don't mean Yanni whatever, the basketball player.
No, I'm talking about Yanni that played at the Acropolis, Raven. Come on, bro. I mean, the guy literally, I've seen 350 fish shows. I've been all over the
world. Wow.
You know, all over the place with concerts. This guy was a legend.
Yeah. Beautiful hair, too, as I remember. Wow.
Oh, my God. The flowing hair and, like, beautiful people on stage. The guy could play, like, 900, I don't even know, different pianos. And, it was, I mean, how did we get to Yanni? I don't even know.
Look. Open your mind and play the theremin. And if you can't do it, get off my stage. I'm with you, bro. I love the idea of you serving drinks and grabbing a shrimp cocktail for yourself as you're bringing out the tray. I love it.
Give me all the chicken tenders.
They just be like, leave us alone, you know, go in one of the empty box and watch the Rolling Stones. I'm like, you're paying me for this?
Awesome.
All right, let's talk about some trending topics, Raven. We covered this yesterday. Meghan Markle is coming out with a lifestyle brand called As Ever.
Mm.
It was originally called American Riviera, but she recently rebranded it to As Ever. Well, now unbeknownst to the Duchess of Sussex, there is already a small clothing brand that is called As Ever. So now there's a trademark issue.
You know, here's the funny thing to me. I don't believe that for a minute, all right? You're just going to have to pay these people, write them a check. And she just thought that she was going to be able to do this on her own. She has Google. Just like anybody else, in all the audio where she's talking about this thing, you know, it's clear that Meghan has a media savvy, all right? Harry, he can claim that he's dumb if he's like every other guy that doesn't know how to work his phone, but chances are she's lying. You know what? We listened to her a little bit yesterday.
Cat's out of the bag. I'm shocked we've kept this a secret for so long. In 2 weeks, my show is coming out, which I'm so excited for.
and also my business, which I think there's been a lot of curiosity about. Last year, I had thought, you know what, American Riviera, that sounds like such a great name. It's my neighborhood. It's a nickname for Santa Barbara. But it limited me to things that were just manufactured and grown in this area. Then Netflix came on, not just as my partner in the show, but whatever. As my partner.
You know, she's going to keep talking about it anyway. Netflix is bankrolling this thing, and the whole product line is going to be sold in their Amazon home stores, which are coming out as well. But the whole thing premieres coming up next week. So she changes it from American Riviera, which, you know, again, she's talking about limited products in that area. It just sounds elitist. Let's be honest.
Well, it does.
Right? And so now you do this as ever thing where it's supposed to be accessible and it's, you know, the every person's, you know, items or whatever. And it is the every person's items because apparently it's somebody else's small business.
Mm-hmm.
She had to know this.
She had to.
You have attorneys for a reason, right? There's an agent. These people, they pay attention. The same people that told her, hey, why don't we change the name of the company because it sounds a little hoity-toity? There's the same people that got to know this information. So write a check. Make this other people happy, or right. I hope they dig in and she has to change the name again. That would be amazing.
I'm wondering if that's what's going to happen.
No, it's
not. I really do.
Listen, if I've got a company that I'm running and, you know, wherever I'm running it from, and it's a small business that I've had for an X amount of years, what's the chances I'm going to do the same amount of business as Meghan Markle? Write me a check and I'll change my name.
Mm-hmm.
No problem.
All right. Well, NFL players Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce, and Joe Burrow were victims of home burglaries back between October and December of last year. Mm. Well, now seven people have been arrested and charged with stealing more than $2 million worth of jewelry, money, and other luxury items.
Did you see this video of when they busted like four of them?
Well, I saw pictures of them posing either in the homes or with the stuff they had stolen.
Yeah, and I mean, like, this is not like a gold chain, like, you know, a gold rope chain that any of your friends could have. This is like a $300,000 necklace, diamond encrusted with his number.
It's weighty.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah, and, you know, they're wearing like a Bengals jersey. It's obvious. The arrest video is really funny if you want to see something great. They get pulled over and they all act dumb in the car like they have no idea what's going on.
They show Joe Burrow's ideas their own or something.
But they're all wearing like $1 million in jewelry each, and they're like, oh yeah, we're just going to a game. Yeah, okay.
$1 million Season's worth over. Of jewelry and you're in a Corolla.
Yeah.
Interesting.
It's great.
All right. Our favorite metal mom and wife, Sharon Osbourne, revealed that she made a huge mistake with her husband, Ozzy Osbourne. On Billy Corgan's podcast, she confessed that she prevented Ozzy from auditioning for Pirates of the Caribbean. Now, it was not for the role of Jack Sparrow. In fact, we don't know exactly what his part would have been. But there is speculation that maybe it was for Jack Sparrow's father that was played by Rolling Stones guitarist Keith Richards.
Yeah, like another drunken guy with long, straggly hair. Mm-hmm. It would have worked out well.
They could have had two.
Twins
they could have
with
had
those guys,
Ozzy and Keith.
Okay. That sounds like another tour stop, if you will. Open Table is back, if you didn't know this. I was talking before, but the truth is like reservations, getting reservations to your favorite place, it's hard.
It's
like getting a doctor's appointment in time right now. Like, it's tough. Like, I had to pull a favor to get a reservation this weekend. It's not even Valentine's Day weekend. Last weekend during Valentine's Day, I went to a restaurant. They don't take reservations. We walked in. They were like 3 hours.
Wow.
And we stayed.
You stayed.
Not for the. We ate at the bar after an hour.
Oh, the burrito place.
My wife and I were pretty. We're survivalists. We can get in there. You know what I mean? We know how to lean on you a little bit to get to the seats. And it was worth it. It was delicious. It's Valentine's Day. You're expected to wait. But Open Table used to be the jam.
Mm-hmm.
This is where you would go to make reservations to all sorts of different places, right? And then for a while, it shut down. Like, the app just stunk and, you know, it wasn't, you know, doing any good. There was talks that certain companies were, you know, paying them so that they would only get reservations at places they wanted you to have them or whatever. Like, it was weird. Now Open Table is supposedly back. It is like the place where everybody goes to get in on your favorite spot. I don't care about any of that. Here's what I'm really interested in. What's the fanciest place you ever ate in your life? Fanciest thing.
I would say the fanciest place was in New York City. Mm-hmm. It was called Duvet.
Okay.
It's not around anymore. But I went there on Valentine's
As
Day.
Duvet cover, like for your blanket?
Yes. So if you remember the bed episode of Sex and the City, you remember that?
I don't.
Okay. Well,
but okay.
It was just like that. So they actually had beds that were there.
Oh, and so you would sit in a bed and then eat?
Well, you could because it was, you know, restaurant turned nightclub. Mm-hmm. So you'd eat there and then they'd kind of move the beds around and it would turn into a nightclub. But anyone that's seen Sex and the City, they know exactly what episode I'm talking about.
And every good nightclub has a room full of beds, obviously. Anyways, so what did you have?
The most expensive butternut squash gnocchi ever.
Really?
I remember, you know, I was still just dating the person at the time. They wanted to do a fancy Valentine's Day, and mm-hmm. I just took a glimpse at the bill when it came, and I said, oh. I was thinking Wendy's was all fancy at times because I was broke living in New York City. So what he paid, God bless it.
You know, the first time I saw a bill for a seafood tower, I thought that that was amazing. I mean, as far as fanciest places, like I like Smith and Wilinski is good. You know, you can find those all over the place. A good prime steakhouse is good, and it's expensive. You know, you might not think of that as fancy, but when you get a $95 ribeye, like it's pretty fancy.
I've been to the original Peter Luger in New York City as well.
Don't spit on me. Watch your language. But I remember the first time I went out when I was this is 20 years ago. I went out for a meal. At a steakhouse, and it was a record company A&R guy. This is like when record companies still had people that would go around and shop records. Mm. And so I went with my music director. He's like, you want a free meal? I was like, yeah. Went. We got the seafood tower, and I had no tact. I just saw all that seafood, and I ate it all. I tore it up.
The whole thing.
Oh, yeah, and it was like $200. You know what I mean? Like the first time I saw that on there. And, you know, look at that now. That's kind of like a bargain. Honestly.
$200 for a seafood tower probably would be a bargain. Joke's on you, though. It's probably like rock lobster, not fresh Maine lobster or something.
I mean, whatever, activist. I mean, I ate the entire thing. Record company guys like, you got enough? And I was like, yeah, worked out well. And he took the entire bill. Nice. Well, Open Table. They're back, if you didn't know. Make your reservations now.
One couple.
At 28, he's still exactly the same.
I get what she's saying, and I mean, I'm not proud of it or anything.
One problem.
Marty is just one of those really picky eaters.
You decide the outcome.
I mean, I'm not going to not go out to eat with my husband, but I guess I don't really have a choice, so.
It's Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every day we check in with a couple. They let us know what their disagreement is about, and then it's up for you to decide who's right. Powered by NHTSA, crashes can happen to even the safest of drivers.
That's where driver assistance technologies come in. New features that have the potential to save lives.
Learn more at nhtsa.gov/driver tech. Paid for by NHTSA.
Today it's Tom and Candace. Candace, what's going on?
Me and my husband have a son who's a freshman in college. He's thinking about going to spring break in Tulum, and we're going to be paying for it. But his grandparents' 60th anniversary party is during that same time, and I don't think he should go.
You don't think he should go because of your parents' party, or you don't think he should go because you don't want him going to spring break in Tulum?
I don't think he should go because he's going to miss his grandparents' 60th anniversary. That's a big milestone.
I mean, it is a big party, right? Your whole family's at a party like that. Tom, what's your side of this?
I had really strict parents growing up, and I really resented this type of stuff where, you know, all your friends have a plan, you're part of the plan, and then the parents say you can't go, and it limits your social acceptance. I'm not saying that that's everything, but when you're just starting at a new school or you're just starting with a new group of friends, to be the odd man out isn't necessarily the best thing. I just want to let him kind of do his thing.
This is interesting to me because I think that in some ways there are two types of people, right? There are the people that will never take this trip. That will never go someplace that might be a little bit dangerous, a little bit reckless, a little bit off the hook, right? Unless they're encouraged or dragged to do something like that, they're just not the type that's going to take that trip. And then there's other people that would take this trip every day. You know, one of these trips just leads to the next trip, leads to the next trip, leads to the next trip.
Leads to a timeshare.
Well, and more importantly, what I think, Ashley, is like, I think it's important to be somebody that has some sort of sense of adventure that gets out there. You know, the older I get, though, the more I realize, hey, that 60th birthday party, that 60th anniversary. You said it was your parents' 60th anniversary, Candace?
Yeah.
So I would imagine everybody from the family's probably going to be there. People traveling from a certain amount of distance, too, to come to this party.
Yes, and think about all the pictures.
Yeah.
He's not going to be in the pictures.
Well, I mean, the memories, too, is like, you know, for some people, and I never say this out loud myself, but at some point, you got to think to yourself, some of these people won't be at the next party. They won't make it, right? Some of these people, and I don't mean that they're just going to drop. I just mean that a gathering of that size is something that doesn't happen very often. People have fallouts, families fall apart or whatever. Is your son agreeably a good student, Tom? Is he responsible enough to keep himself safe in this environment?
No, look, kids will be kids, but yeah, he's a good kid. He's got good grades. You know, his friends aren't the most crazy party types. I mean, I'm sure they'll party a bit there, but, you know, they're good kids. I grew up with kids that were moving a lot faster than me, and it scared me sometimes, but I don't really sense that that's the case here. So just trying to be rational here, you know. I don't want our kid to feel excluded.
Yeah.
Out the whole party, ruin it for everybody else. I mean, I don't know. Look, it's just there's bigger things in the world. You know, we'll have dinner with them
right
before the party. We'll have dinner with them after the party. What's the difference, you know?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe the audience will agree. Candace, maybe they'll agree with you that they really need to be there. Big party like that, you're imagining probably, what, 80 people, something like that? I mean, it could be larger, could be a little bit smaller.
75 people. So,
I mean, right. Wow. So, you know, you're one face in that group. But what do you think? Are you on Candace's side? The kid needs to be there. You'll have to do spring break some other time. Next year, it won't be their 60th anniversary. Or are you with Dad? There's other days you can make it up to Grandma and Grandpa. It's the Couples Court. Your son is a freshman in college, and he's decided this year he wants to go to spring break. Him and his friends, they're all going right here. But you say, no, you can't go because it's Grandma and Grandpa's, I think it's 60th or 65th anniversary, something like that. So, I mean, listen, big party, big milestone, no question about it. Excellent to spend time with your family. And let's be honest, if you're having a 60th anniversary party with your family, chances are family is traveling from all over. It's kind of like a reunion, right? There's going to be a lot of people there. Candace says because of this, there is absolutely no way that their freshman son can go to spring break in Mexico with his friends. He's supposed to go to Tulum. Dad says, I grew up in a household where they would tell me no on things like this all the time, and I don't want that to be the same situation for my son. Are you on Candace's side or Tom's side? Did you ever go to spring break, Ashley?
I did when I was a senior.
Okay.
We went to the Outer Banks.
Okay. But you didn't go when you were a freshman or so you didn't go before that.
No.
What was the reason that you didn't go? Nobody put together the trip or?
I was broke.
Oh. Well. I mean, that's as good as
typical college student answer.
That is one more element to this as well, is that Candace and Tom would have to pay for this trip.
And that's not a cheap trip.
No, but Tom says it's no big deal. Again, I want my son to get out there and enjoy themselves. Whose side are you on? What do you think about it? Shannon?
Well, I really think that the kids should go to the grandparents. I mean, I come from a big family with a lot of tradition and love, and spring break will be there next year.
Mm-hmm.
Their grandparents 60 won't, and you know they live far away. You never know what can happen from day to day. I don't want the kid to have regrets. I think he should go with his grandparents. It's super important, and he'll regret it.
Whose side are you on? It's the Couples Court. Tom and Candace have a son who's a freshman in college. Good student, doing great, all that. Came and told his parents that in about, I don't know, 4 to 6 weeks, he wants to go to spring break in Tulum, Mexico with all his friends. A bunch of people are going to be going, and he wants to be part of that trip. Tom says, listen, I grew up in a household where my parents, if I asked them something like that, they'd be like, no. You've got other things to do or, you know, other plans. And he doesn't want to be that dad. He doesn't want to be strict. He wants his son to experience life and be able to make decisions for his own. But Candace reminds Tom that her parents' 60th anniversary party is happening that same week that he's supposed to be gone, that he wants to go to this party. And she insists that he needs to be here for this party. It's going to be a whole lot of family. The pictures, we're all getting together. You know, what's it going to be like if you're absent? Ashley, your child wants to go to spring break. What are you doing?
This is definitely a tough one. You know, I would probably ask her to stick around for the anniversary just mm-hmm. because it is a family reunion. Don't know when or even if in some cases that you will see those people again. So I understand that. And going as a freshman, it's not like you're a senior and you're going with all your buddies and you're all going to go in different directions when you graduate. So I think it depends on, there's a lot of variables here.
Yeah. Yeah. I went to community college, so we weren't going off as a group going to spring break or whatever. And I feel like I missed out quite a bit not doing that. Now, to be fair, I've gone on plenty of tropical vacations since as a young adult and definitely had my share of, you know, drinking and being reckless and whatnot on the beach and having fun.
He's just talking about last week.
I could be talking about next week for all you know. 800-330-9999. The vote is up to you. Jim, what do you think? Whose side are you on today?
I'm 100% on the wife's side. I think, you know, the question is, which event is more important? It's not about what's more fun. It's about what's more important. Mm. And I I think it's much more important to be the grandparents' function there.
Would your freshman self agree with you?
When I was a freshman?
Yeah.
I didn't do spring break. I mean, we you know, we'd go on vacation once in a while. To me, right. A vacation would be being home, getting away from school for a while.
Yeah, I get that too, right. Hey, Suzanne, what do you think about this? Whose side are you on today?
I think I'm on mom's side. First of all, he's a freshman in college. He's not even of drinking age to be going away to Tulum.
Oh, well, he is in Mexico.
My kids are in college.
Yeah. In Mexico, the drinking age is 18, if you didn't know that, by the way.
Well, all right, whatever it is. But, you know, if you're going to go by rules of family drinking and alcohol consumption, I had two girls that were in college, and they didn't go to a spring break until they were in their junior year. That was the rule.
Okay.
You know, family is family. You know, you can have friends come and go, but family is forever.
And Ann Raven, who's this?
This is Mateo and Darlino. She said I could just say my side today.
Okay, what's your side, bud?
I'm with the mom's side because I had two grandparents, my grandma and my grandpa.
Mm-hmm.
I used to spend so much time with them, and we made a bunch of memories. And it wasn't too long after that before they passed away. So I think he should go to spend time and make memories with his grandparents.
Unexpectedly, you look at you calling in and making me feel it. Thanks for being with us, bud. Thanks for the vote. Have a great day.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Candace, our audience agreed with you. You know, it's a combination of things. Number one, kids never understand the depth of a party like this when it comes to the family, right? So your parents are going to be there. It's not only important to them. It's important to you. It's important to all the cousins, the nieces, the nephews, too, that are also being dragged along, some of them, and others that just want to see these people. There might not be a gathering of this size again for some time, or if ever.
Yeah, I mean, I totally agree. And definitely have to handle that and take that into consideration.
Yeah, Mexico's a little wild right now, too.
You know, it is.
Real upset about the Gulf name and all that, right? Like, we don't want to
go there's that. There's that going on.
It's a wild place. Tom, sorry. I mean, you're just going to have a talk with your son about this. Maybe he can go on spring break next year. I'm sure he'll be upset, but he'll survive. But I get what you're saying. You don't want to be the cause of your son being left out.
Well, this is what my parents did to me, and now I'm doing it to my kid. Yeah. So much for I'll never do that to my kid.
Yep, you hypocrite. That's what you grew up to be.
You've officially become your parents.
Sorry. Absolutely.
If anybody else has got an issue, you can always contact us. Email us at couplescourt@annaandraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
$7,600 is the jackpot for today's Can't Beat Raven. Can't Beat Raven is powered by BetterHelp. BetterHelp makes it easy to match with a licensed therapist. Get 10% off your first month of therapy, of online therapy, at betterhelp.com/AnnaandRaven. Chris, are you ready to play?
I am ready to play.
All right. Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, would you please leave the room?
You got it, Chris. $7,600. Here we go.
All right, Chris. He's going to walk out of here. We are in a soundproof room. He cannot hear us. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer them. I'll bring Raven back into the room and ask him the same questions. Whoever gets the most right wins, and the ties go to Raven.
I'm ready.
All right. Number one, Keith Urban and Nicole Kidman's home was almost broken into when a staff member stopped the intruder. What singing competition show was Keith Urban a judge on from 2013 to 2016?
The Voice.
Okay. Ryan Seacrest has been making a lot of mistakes on Wheel of Fortune, and fans are not happy. What was the original name of Wheel of Fortune?
That I do not know.
Timothy Chalamet and Kylie Jenner were seen wearing what looked like matching Cartier rings at the 2025 BAFTA Awards. What does BAFTA stand for? That's
I don't have it.
That's okay. Number 4, Sebastian Stan recently played a role in the 2024 film The Apprentice. Who does Sebastian Stan play for in the recent film? Who does he play in The Apprentice?
Who he played was King Charles.
Okay. Number 5, Cardi B has been seen publicly with the NFL player Stephon Diggs after his split with Offset. Stephon Diggs plays for what NFL team currently?
He plays for the Eagles.
Okay. Let's bring Raven back in.
Yo.
He did not get any right. Zero.
Oh, my gosh. Well, you'll have an opportunity to play again in our Zero to Hero competition.
Yes.
Although I believe we have our first five players of that. So you'll be in the second round.
Yes, absolutely. All right. Number one, Keith Urban and Nicole Kidman's home was almost broken into when a staff member stopped the intruder. What singing competition was Keith Urban a judge on from 2013 to 2016?
He was on Idol.
That's correct. Number two, Ryan Seacrest has been making a lot of mistakes as host of Wheel of Fortune and fans are not happy. What was the original name of Wheel of Fortune?
Oh, I have no idea.
Shopper's Bazaar.
I did not know that.
Timothée Chalamet and Kylie Jenner were wearing what looked like matching Cartier rings at the 2025 BAFTA Awards. What does BAFTA stand for?
BAFTA. Hold on. It's a British... I don't know.
British Academy of Film and Television Arts.
Yeah, I wasn't going to get that.
Number four, Sebastian Stan recently played a lead role in the 2024 film The Apprentice. Who does Sebastian Stan play in the recent film?
He plays Trump.
That's correct. Donald Trump. Number five, Cardi B has been seen publicly with NFL player Stefon Diggs after her split with Offset. Stefon Diggs plays for what NFL team currently?
Oh, he plays for, he left the Bills and he plays for, I'm going to get this right, Texans?
That's correct. He's
yeah!
Texans.
Woo!
All right, I'm sorry, Chris, he beat you 4-0 today.
All right, this is Chris and I cannot beat Raven.
Better luck next time. Enjoy that trip, bro. $7,700 tomorrow, Julie.
Hey, it's Boxer.
And I'm Sarah Towns with Experience Columbus.
Did you know Columbus is home to the number one science museum in the country?
Ranked number 7 on Food & Wine's list of America's next great food cities?
And one of Condé Nast Traveler's top 10 best big cities in America?
Yes, Columbus. An Experience Columbus podcast keeps you in the know about what's happening in the Arch City.
Binge, listen to all the current episodes.
Or catch up on all things Columbus and discover what makes this city so special.
By the end, you'll be asking yourself, can all of this really exist in one city?
Yes, Columbus.